Yo, 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 what's up?
Welcome to the ET Podcast with your hosts, Eric and Trey. We are kicking off episode 24, and with all of the Area 51 hoopla going around, we've decided to call this one You Can't Stop Us All.
You can't stop us all.
What are you doing with your face?
I looked at all the cameras like that.
Yeah.
See that.
I'm just going to cut between each of those and post.
Oh, my God.
So, it's a little later in the day than we normally shoot.
Yeah,
a whole lot later.
Yeah, normally we shoot at 1 in the afternoon, but Eric has had a little bit of change in his job, so
yeah.
We had to move things around.
Unfortunately, for 5 weeks, but everything should be back to normal, hopefully. Or maybe it might stay the same.
Who knows?
We'll see.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's just been a ride. It's weird having had, like, some afternoon to myself, because I've actually gotten to do a lot of, like...
Wow.
Learning and Skillshare,
that's
that sort
good.
Of thing. Hi, can I get a Skillshare sponsorship, please?
Get her.
Give me a code and I'll distribute your free literature.
Free literature.
That sounds so weird.
Literature.
Literature.
I had trouble saying it. Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
That was about it. But yeah, we're shooting this and it's 6 o'clock at night when we normally shoot at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yes.
I have had very little caffeine today, so cheers.
Yeah. And I feel less pressured, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, because you've always had to, like, scramble right to work after we've been done recording.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I have, like, work in the morning, then come over here, and then have to work again. So it's like...
Yeah.
Breather. But anyway, so, dude, I keep watching these or seeing these memes about Area 51, and it's...
Okay.
We actually pulled something out of the internet's nonsense, so
it's so interesting to me, but I had to laugh, because Porter was like, you can't call it Can't Stop Us All, because YouTube is going to start, like, blacklisting that, because it's getting close to, like, terrorist threat levels, and I'm like,
that
cannot be legit.
Funny.
Like, is that legit? Well, we'll find out if this gets pulled off YouTube, but, like, I'm just, like...
Let's just be bold and do it.
Okay, but that's so funny to me, because it's, like, the idea of people banding together, like, it's legitimately revolutionary.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to get into a little bit on today's podcast, but, like, you think about when people, like, set their minds to a common goal, like, this is just nonsense, let's go clap alien ass cheeks at Area 51, but, like... If you think about, like, how productive...
What?
Did you not see that... Okay, I will throw in the actual, like, of that description. That's what it is. That's the goal.
That is funny. Anyways.
So funny. But, like, if we channeled that kind of, like, camaraderie to something productive...
Yeah.
Like, I kind of had a yikes moment because we were working at the coffee house the other night and we were talking about this. And one of my coworkers goes, what if we... took all of the Area 51 raiders and put them on the detention camps at the border. And instead of freeing the space aliens, free the illegal aliens.
That is crazy.
And I was just like,
wow.
That's like another can of worms.
That's a little like...
That's another can of worms that is very trendy too as well. I mean, I've been seeing a lot about that. I mean, we can talk about it later eventually, but I also saw a meme with, what's that guy from The White Chicks, that buff black dude?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Literally just watching a video yesterday of him, like, doing the robot.
Yeah, and it was he was like, man, forget Area 51. Let's go get and raid the detention camps. And it was, like, other people following him. But anyways.
Jeez.
That's funny.
Well, or I think, too, like, if we were to pool resources and instead of, like, booking out every hotel in the Gross Lake area or Groom Lake area, whatever, that part of... the country, what if we, like, took all of that resource and pulled it to the kids who still don't have clean water in Flint, Michigan?
Right.
Like, or any, like, boundless number of issues. Like, what if we all got up in arms about education reform or about homelessness or, like...
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's so crazy.
Or maybe, you know, and I was thinking about this, too. I mean, I guess we're just getting deep too quick, but...
I
was, like, really...
We're just diving right in.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking about this. What if, like, whoever created this, like, page or whatever, what if it wasn't actually, a random civilian? Or who was it? I don't even know who created it.
I don't even know the dude's name.
Right. But what if it was maybe, like, the CIA or something that is trying to pull a lot of people? And I was, like, literally thinking about this. Everybody that is going or hit that they're gonna go is, like, maybe being watched. by the CIA to see like who would be
FBI guy who lives in my computer.
Right. No, but I'm saying like who would be down to actually do it? And then now it's like, okay, these are people that are most likely to actually do something like this. Mm. And maybe like, okay, now we gotta keep our eyes more on these people.
They're gonna be blacklisted or something.
Yeah, right. Or 1989 or whatever.
Right. Like that would be one thing. The other one would be that it's just distracting people from an actual goal. Like, okay, why don't people actually, like, unite for this specific purpose rather than, like, doing something silly, which, I mean, what I'm thinking is, like, you know, you have, like, the Air Force, the Army, like, literally bowing down to and saying, you know, if we're going to protect Americans' assets at all costs, like, they were willing to kill people just to, like, not get into this place, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, just crazy stuff that I was thinking about. But yeah, I mean, and I know, I think you're going to share something about...
Well, and that's... Yeah, again, I kind of want to get biblical with this a little bit, because even, like, back in Genesis, it's...
Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel. Yeah. It demonstrates, like, people have a scary amount of power when they band together, and that's why, like, the government would be up in arms about it, because the French Revolution and the American Revolution, both the same, the revolution was started by people getting their heads around the same idea, like, this isn't right, we gotta change this, things should be better.
That's true.
And so they made things better.
Yeah.
But yeah, jumping into Genesis 11, at one time the whole earth spoke the same language. It so happened that as they moved out of the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled down. They said to one another, "Come, let's make bricks and fire them well." They used brick for stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches heaven. Let's make ourselves famous so we won't be scattered here and there across the earth." God came down to look over the city and the tower those people built. God took one look and said, "One people, one language. Why, this is only a first step. No telling what they'll come up with next. They'll stop at nothing. Come, we'll go down and garble their speech so that they won't understand each other." Then God scattered them from there all over the world, and they had to quit building that city. That's how it came to be called Babel, because their God turned their language into Babel. From there, God scattered them all over the world.
Real quick, what translation is that?
That's the Message translation. I was trying to think which translation it is that says, "For them nothing will be impossible." I'm just in the wrong.
Nothing that they have imagined to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that whole translation.
In the King James Version, "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one.
Yeah.
And they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do."
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Like, that's coming from God.
Right? You know what I'm saying? And even he's intimidated by the idea of these guys can do whatever they imagine. It's like...
And I think it's kind of like going back to Hidden Dirt with what we talked about with Pastor Jamie. Mm-hmm. Like... You know, these people could actually accomplish it. Like, they're, and not like, okay, getting all the way to heaven, but trying to accomplish their goal and, like, being to connect with the heavens, with God. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. And I think about it, like, you know, even now, like even with the wars, like, you see, like, in every country that wanted to free themselves from their oppressor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I just think about that all the time, like, you know, uniting to actually accomplish a goal and people actually do it. Like, I go back to a lot of people celebrated here Cinco de Mayo, which not a lot of people actually know, like, the meaning of Cinco de Mayo. They just think it's like Mexican's Independence Day, which is not
legitimately what I was about to say. So,
which is not
the Mexican Revolution.
It was kind of like that, but it was when the French wanted to invade Mexico. But the thing is, the impressive about this is that people united, and they were just farmers fighting with rocks, sticks, and whatever they had against, like, a French army that had, like, cannons and guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me think, like, imagine, these people can actually accomplish in, like, making whoever wanted to come and oppress them, but to actually push them out and beating a huge army with more experience and skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like thinking, it's just like, imagine we, like, shifted that energy to actually something good. Things can actually get done. And there's so many things that nowadays I see, you know, with so many trendy things that are going on. And it's just like there's so much division, you know what I mean, in this country. And not just this country, but in every country, literally. And it's just something that it makes you think, because at the end of the day, it's like, why is unity not being talked about a lot? You know, you see about, oh, you know, everybody's so centered and just selfish, and it's all about me, it's all about me, but it's not about us, you know. And it really makes me think, like, is this not, it, like, why are we pushing that to the dust? Like, why are we pushing it to the back where you can't, you know, speak of it? And if you speak of unity, they think of you like, oh, you weirdo, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, there's no positive feedback of like, okay, yeah, let's all unite, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's like, there's always like, oh no, we can't, because what are they gonna say, or what are they gonna do to us, you know?
Well, it's like, so often the world is portrayed as like, it's dog eat dog, it's every man for himself. Like, we're so often like pitted against each other. Like, even in the workplace, you're rewarded for doing better than your coworkers in certain positions. And it's like, instead of like fostering teamwork, like a lot of people say they do, it's more kind of an every man for himself scenario. And I kind of think about like that kind of division and dissension in the ranks is kind of like the devil's whole goal. Because again, if we get our heads together, nothing shall be impossible. It makes me think of like the church in Acts, because everyone was like so gung-ho about the same thing, and people were getting healed, no one had any lack. Like,
that's crazy.
How do we get back to that? Like, how do we get out of our own heads? How do we hold back humanity by being hung up on our own things?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you just reminded me. Like, I think back to when we first came to DI, like the retreat and stuff, you know, we had to get together, and we had to, you know, work to that, the goal, like the different activities they had us doing and stuff. And I can say for like myself, because like I was super selfish, I was like, man, we not gonna get through this. Like, my team is like, my team is trash. Like, we not even getting through, you know, the first round or whatever. Everybody has lapped us. They got on the blindfolds already and stuff, with the skis or whatever, and the frame walking thing. That's, and it's just like, I just got to the point where I just gave up, and I was like that. And it's just like, that's a terrible way to be. I think a lot of people do that too, because that's another thing. If they don't see their progress going well, then why would they even bother trying to get all these people to be on the same page and have, you know, and actually progress with things? So like I've been one of those people who have not contributed, just because I'm thinking about me, you know. It wasn't, you know, you and I, T-Y, it was just Emmy, you know. So yeah,
that's true.
And I could have got an Emmy for the way I was acting too. So anyway, but anyway,
well, my question is to you guys, or even people, if they want to comment too, like, why do you think unity is not being talked a lot or about a lot? And why do you think the devil or the enemy or whatever wants to, like, push it to the dark?
Because if what God just said, you know, about, like, if they come together, they can accomplish anything.
Right.
That means we're going to overthrow the God of this world, you know.
Dang.
And so,
and that's true, because okay,
and then there would be nobody coming to hell.
And that is true, because it kind of brings me to when I was thinking about this, when I was like thinking about this question, it was like, you know how it talks about in the Bible that apparently when like everybody knows of God, like it's going to be like
that's the end.
And it's like, imagine, like, I mean, and I think Pastor Max said this once before, that apparently, like, if we're able to, you know, just like the by the power of multiplication, like if you,
oh, yeah.
if you
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and there's like a certain amount of years that everybody can actually know of like God.
I think it would be like 3 years or something.
And like crazy speed up the process, you know, like if you know, you tell two people, those two people tell all their two people, and it just goes on and on and on.
Basically a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. That's fine. Yes. Exactly. Anyway, but you know what I mean? And imagine, and in a way, like, the devil knows where he's going, and he wants to bring as many people as we can. So I feel like that's also one thing where, like, you know, I'd rather keep everybody divided where, you know, it would be hard for them to actually speak of God and for them to know who he is, because that way it'll give me more time to, like, be on earth and rule earth. You know, and I feel like even with, like, a lot of corporations, because even the corporation that I work for, and I'm not going to say the name, but it's, like, I see that a lot. Like, and I feel like that's also one thing, like, even, you know, because, you know, you hear a lot of talks about, like, the corporations, like, ruling, you know, the country, and it's not, you know, a specific person, but, you know, they just want a view for their interests. And it's like that. Like, in the corporate world, it's like that. There's not, like, unity type of thing. And even though they try to change things, and even though there's, like, and this is the reason why I'm actually, why we having this change, because they want to unify, but it's only to cover up their mess.
Yeah.
And that's the reason, like, why, you know, we had to even change this. But anyways, my point is to that, everybody's out for themselves, and everybody's selfish and greedy, and they don't want to, in a way, unite and help everybody, you know, bring everybody up. And I feel because of that, because we have so much potential in ourselves that if we unite, we can accomplish so many crazy things. Like anything, like you reference, like, you know, in the book of Acts, like, everybody was connected and all the miracles that they did together.
You know, some I don't want to, I don't know if I should say this because it's an early development, but even your idea about creating content.
That's
like, crazy too. Do you know how much stuff we can accomplish?
Well, and that's the thing. Everyone thinks,
like, we're all, like, sorry, I'm sorry.
No. It's
but we're
totally
all
good.
At this church, or we all met each other at church and stuff, and we all have different talents. Like, I can rap. You're a businessman. You're just all around. Like, you can sing. Do graphic design, like, all of this stuff.
She's,
and I mean,
everything.
Quick, ask me out.
Then we know, like, Victoria and Brady.
Gosh,
they are directors.
Okay, so, you know, like that's so funny because I hadn't even thought of that. Like, as I was writing ideas for this pod today, but, like, one of my goals is to create, like, this sort of, I guess, media network that kind of does podcasting, it does video, it does writing, it does music, it does, like, it helps creators create. Like, it connects them to people who can help them make their dreams come true. And I wanted to call it Common Unity, which, like, it's got unity right in the name. Why didn't I think of
insane.
That when we were writing
okay,
this?
I just,
but,
right.
like,
what?
That's the thing. Like, we, so many people go through life thinking, okay, I've got these goals, I have these passions, I have these dreams that I want to make come true, and I got to make them come true. And we don't think about, like, the people that God has called us to connect with to make those things come true. And that's kind of what I want my media company to be and to facilitate, is those connections. Because it's like, there are 7.5 billion different people in the world, and that's absolutely crazy to me, because I know, like, five of them, you know?
Exactly.
So, whoa. I think about, like, okay, just to kind of go off on a complete tangent, I've been reading this book called Garden City by John Mark Comer, which kind of talks a lot about calling and finding, kind of getting back to basics of what we were called to do, and, like, to be fruitful and multiply and to rule and subdue the earth, and, like, if we bind together and rule and subdue the earth together, like, those That's implications crazy. Are just staggering to me, because it's like, we've got so much diversity because God is too big to be contained in one person, and that's why we need to reach out and connect to the body. Like, I had the wrong part of Corinthians pulled up, because it talks about, like, being different parts of the body, and, like, how we shouldn't compare ourselves to others, and how we're not in competition with each other, because we're all working for the same thing. I need to
go there's back actually and pull that up, even like, okay even go to actually if you want to go about that go to Romans 12.
Yeah. Side note, I just want to say something. It's kind of like a rabbit trail.
Let's go on a rabbit trail while I'm
there. Was this shirt that KB's clothing company has come out with,
mm-hmm.
Called HGA, His Glory Alone.
Yeah.
But there's a shirt that I really want to get, and it's like, I think it's like when Satan tried to take Jesus up to see the kingdoms and stuff, mm-hmm. and you know that whole spiel. But Jesus, like, it looks like Jesus backhanded him, and so I really want that shirt. But you know, talking about the devil, that just reminded me of that.
As long as we're talking about merch, hi, I have a tester for our new hats.
Oh, yeah.
A shot and a shot and a shot. It's gonna be changed a little bit because the font's a little wonky, but like, we will eventually have this up.
And shirts.
Yes. And beanies. I still have to get those buttons listed somewhere. It's fine. Hey,
you know, I keep getting a lot of people asking me for their buttons.
I have to fix my printer for one thing, because it was whack. So I gotta fix it. But
I still need to buy a printer. Anyway.
But yeah, so going back to that unity, and this is actually my favorite verse, because in the first it talks about like how you know we're.
Did you want the King James, or do you want? Let me just derail your thought mid sentence. Sorry.
Amplify. You guys like Amplified, I guess.
I love Amplified.
So, like, and this is, like, something I've always, because it's, like, renewing your mind, but which it's not, I don't know if it's along the thing. But anyways, I'm just going to skip it. But going back, so it says in Romans 12, verse 4, it talks about, for just as in one physical body we have many parts, and these parts do not all have the same function or special use. So we who are many are nevertheless just one body in Christ. Mm. And individually, we are parts one of another, dependent on each other. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them accordingly. If someone has a gift of prophecy, and here actually, okay, just to stop me there. So it just basically talks about like the gifts that we all have. But the point of all this entire verse is that we each are different things, right? Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, the hand has a different function than this one, or my foot or whatever. But we're all in the same unity, the same body. But if we're actually able to use our hand to grab this and to drink, it's like you know, we're all functioning within the same body and accomplishing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've always lived by this verse, because actually I think even on the bottom it talks about how we can actually accomplish. Hold on.
Okay, I just want to steal this real quick.
Go ahead.
Because sorry, I saw that it flowed into talking about love. Oh well, here.
I think it goes down there too.
Yeah,
it talks about living in harmony with another.
Yeah, I'm going to switch back to...
To King James.
Back to the message, because I actually prefer that. It reads a little more poetically. I know some people get up in arms about, oh no, that's completely rewritten what the word says. And it's like, it's rewritten in a way that's made easier to understand in like more modern language. So, and then I completely lost where we were.
I think it's going down to 14 or something.
Yeah, and this way we are all various parts. Okay.
Keep going down.
I can cut this, yeah. But it kind of goes into like, bless your enemies, no cursing at them under your breath, laugh with your happy friends when they're happy, share tears when they're down, get along with each other, don't be stuck up, make friends with nobodies, don't be the great somebody. Like, don't hit back. Discover beauty. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody.
That's dope.
Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. So it's like, so many people get like, I think of Facebook arguments, which are the stupidest things. But even like specifically, our friend Jamie shared something that was kind of controversial on his Instagram yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
and like, just
that.
Watching the comments go back and forth about like, everyone's stupid opinions, and rather
what did he say? Because I'm honestly not on.
He was basically talking about how he's in constant conflict with himself about using Instagram, because he's a fitness, you know, enthusiast, but he's a pastor, so he can't be on the gram flexing and stuff with his shirt off and all that. But then he acts also. But then there may be roles that he has to take where he has to cuss. That's controversial. Oh, then he's got, you know, certain music that he wants to, you know, just like play on IG or something like that that he appreciates. And, you know, stuff like that. But it's like he doesn't know how to go about it.
Basically, the things that like wholesome Christians will nitpick and tear apart, because that's not holy. Who are you to tell anyone else what holy is when God has called someone to be exactly who they are and to do exactly what they are called to do? Just because it looks different from what God has told you and what God has... It's like and everything is unclean to those who think it unclean. But that's not like the same across the board for everyone.
Right.
And I feel like when it comes to comparison, a lot of people get hung up more on that. Like, this is where we're different more than this is where we're alike. This is what we agree on. This is what we can move forward together on.
Yeah.
And that's good, because like even with that, I mean... It's like it comes down to unity as well, because instead of bashing each other and like saying, "Oh, don't do this because it ain't God," like you're not even there. Like, who is God gonna send to save those people?
Here's Romans 12:19. I'll do the judging, says God. Let him figure it out.
That's true.
Right.
But I don't know. I get just irritated with people who insist on just being bashers and negative Nancys and like. Just, again, naysaying what everyone else wants to do. And, I mean, yes, there are things that are out of line. There are things that, lines that maybe shouldn't be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that's between them and God.
Yeah,
like, it's not our place. But it's like...
And, I mean, if God called them to do that, I mean, why? I mean, it's like, there. It's like, man, it just makes me upset. Because it's like, the way how I see it is like, I have my arm here and I can't reach as far as this one. Right. So, like, let's say Jamie could be here with, like, the fitness and acting, and I'm here. I'm not good at it, but I'm not going to be saying, yo, you can't go and reach out to these people because that's unholy. You know what I mean? It's like, if he could do it and reach to it, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that pisses me off, too. Like, what?
You said you were upset.
I'm upset.
I'm upset.
Okay.
Anyways.
Go on.
But, you know what I mean? And that pisses me off so much because...
Ooh, I like that we're getting fired up. This is fun.
No. But I'm just saying, like, there's so many people and judgmental people. Like, I experienced this, like, in a lot of Latino churches.
Oof.
Because it's like, oh, man, like... Okay, I was talking to one coworker, and the experience that she lived was more, like, makeup and the beauty type of stuff, right? Where, like, the church ladies would tell her, hey, no, you can't, you know, wear makeup because that's unholy.
Modest is hottest.
And, like, you know, you can't be wearing this certain, like, clothes because, you know, you're going to look like a slut or, like, you know, whatever. You know what I mean?
You know, it's like
the only value a woman has is her body.
Right, that's what
right?
I'm saying.
No, like, sorry, here, I'm going to get fighty.
If you hear about how, like, older Christians talk about how it was in the 80s and stuff.
Right.
How they say they were at, like, Christian youth camp or whatever, and they got girls running around in jean skirts and stuff because they're supposed to look modest and all of that, and it's like, they about to have a heat stroke because you got out here and like...
Oh, no. Women like, have ankles? You know, terrible.
Exactly.
No, but yeah, and she was just getting bashed about this, and she was like, you know, that's kind of one of like the reasons why she's not in church because of these type of people. See. And and it's like, and all she would tell him is like, well, why don't you dress up and look nice for the Lord? Like, you know, and this like looking ugly old lady with like, you know, long skirt covering her ankles or whatever,
like,
you know, and it's like, and I don't know why. No, and I don't know what it is because, I mean, I've experienced that, like I said, in the Latino churches that I haven't been to, like, I don't jump around from church to church, you know, but from what I've heard from people that are in churches and stuff, is like, that's the main thing. There's no unity, and everybody bashes everybody for dumb reasons.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing. It just, it keeps the church divided.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Sorry. Yeah. You just reminded me of something. I remember, like, I usually agree with almost everything that Jesse Duplantis says. But one time he said something that caught my attention because Pastor Mac just said something this weekend that was like, huh. But this is a while ago.
When is he coming in? September, right?
No. Next month.
Oh. The end of next month. Anyways. I'm excited. You guys should come see him. He's crazy.
Yeah. But, anyways. So he said that church nowadays looks the same as the world. And he was like, you couldn't really tell the difference if you cut the sound off. It'll look like a nightclub or whatever. That's crazy. So he said that. But then Pastor Mac just said this yesterday. He just said, because he was talking about how his own wardrobe and stuff. And like, he kind of like crapped on like the younger generation and stuff. He was like, you know, my wife thinks I should wear some skinny jeans with holes in them and a old shirt that looks like I haven't washed it in 3 months and all of this. But at the same time, he said, you know, that's just not for me or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, so this is as dressed down as I can be without a tie and stuff. You can come in here looking however you want as long as you have a heart for God. I don't care, you know.
Well,
and so I was
like,
I appreciate that, you know. Right. So.
Well, again, I could get really fighty because, again, I work in a very conservative church, and I'm a very, like, alt-pop punk person, and the number of old people who have given me crap about my haircut, I'm like, I want to knife an old lady.
There's a knife over there, too.
Let's not do this. don't encourage me, Eric.
Don't.
But the thing is, it's like an exercise in walking in love.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the most patient person. I know I can come off as like really soft and cheesy and wholesome and whatever, but like, sometimes I'm a little too much of a spitfire for my own good.
I mean, I was sorry. I keep cutting y'all off.
No,
but
you're good.
I get the same thing because it's like I was just telling Denise earlier how like most your average like white person or whatever just assumes every type of black hairstyle is dreads or something that's like long. Like they would think these are dreads. These are not dreads. You know, stuff like that. So people like look at me judgingly just from like my hair or like if I come in with like my Venom shirt on and Venom almost looks like a demon, but he's not a demon. And so,
you mean stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Or if I come in with my Pulp Fiction t-shirt. Or if, like, even my shoes and stuff, like, it's just,
badly.
Like, exactly.
That's, no,
so how are we supposed to reach the world if we're not, like, involved in it at all?
Yeah.
You know.
Because, again, if we're just in our church bubbles, yeah, sure, the church might keep going all happy, happy, joy, joy. But, like, what about the people who need it?
Yeah.
Right.
What about the people who are out there who need to know, like, how much God loves them?
Right.
And, again, if I can go back to that kind of walking in love mentality, I kind of like stepping on toes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have this shirt from the Happy Givers, which is a nonprofit based out of Puerto Rico. But they have this series of... you're good.
Yeah. You know, if you want to talk like Puerto Rican, I'm sorry. You just cut out the R and just put the L in it. Go ahead.
They have this series of shirts called Love Thy, and it's a little controversial, I guess, because I just think it's common sense in my brain, but it's like talking about how you gotta love your homeless neighbor, you gotta love your gay neighbor, you gotta love your Muslim neighbor, like even if they might not agree with you, like you're not called to agree with people, you're called to love them, and you're called to walk in love with them, and
That's why I'm glad everybody is so different. Like, do you think God just wanted a bunch of yes men?
That is like, crazy.
I mean,
because it would have been super bad. If you've seen Yes Man, he turns out bad for him. So, anyways.
Yeah. After watching, like, fun fact, after watching that movie, I had 3 straight months where I said yes to everything.
This dude.
And it actually didn't go wrong for me. I guess I quit.
Quit on time.
Yeah. So anyway, but
Jim Carrey movies are just next level nonsense.
But what was I gonna say? Oh, so if God had a bunch of yes men, then we would never be able to change God's mind and stuff like Abraham did, for example.
That is true.
Well, and again, he gave us free will.
He would have lost his entire family if it wasn't for him changing God's mind.
Dude, there's so many.
And Moses also was another person who had influence on God's choice.
Well, and that's the thing. We're called to be partners with God, to be co-laborers with Him, as it says in Genesis.
Exactly.
And it's like,
man, everything, literally, now that I'm thinking about it, everything comes down to, like, what we've been talking about the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Well,
And if you're, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm saying, like, even from the creation, that's what he wanted, a relationship with us. Right. Yeah. You know? And
for God's sake, he let Adam and Eve name the animals.
Yeah, and it's but it's, it comes down to the...
platypus?
Right, exactly. That's my favorite animal. That's a beaver. That's a snake. Oh, we know that's a snake. We know for sure. Go on. Yeah. Continue.
No, I was saying, because it comes down to it, like, ever since, like, he created us, he wanted that intimacy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too dark, but, you know, like, when you are intimate with someone, like, you become one.
Well, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. He wants to walk in union with us.
Right.
And, like, even in creation, when he created Adam, he said it is not good for man to be alone.
Right. And that's what pisses me off, is, like, if that was, like, the original thing, why can't church understand it? Like, why can't they understand that by being together, being in one, we can accomplish all things? Mm-hmm. And going back to what I was finishing off is, like, and I know I'm ranting about, like, Latino churches, but I'm sure with, like, white people,
I can rant about black churches. So.
Right. And it's like, and I see the sad thing about all these, like, Latino churches, that they're all the same numbers. They never grow.
Mm-hmm.
They never grow. They have the same problems. They, like, you know, oh, this person already had a baby and this girl is only 16 years old. Oh, I wonder why. You know, because there's no unity. There's no communication. There's no connection with God, and the only way that we can actually connect with God is by going with him and being intimate and being one. Because if nobody becomes one, or, like, has intimacy with God and actually knows what his heart is, we're never gonna go anywhere. Can't
help
you can't anyone. And that's something that I've been learning a lot, like, and actually, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, this, because it's something that's been, like, in a way revealed to me. And I put this because it's easy, you know, from DI, like, honestly, I'm not going to say, like, the first week it was really tough, because it's like, oh, I don't have a schedule. I'm just going to do whatever I wanted. And I just felt like, oh, I'm just going to live my life, like, however I wanted. Not in a bad way, okay? Don't put it wrong.
He went off the deep end.
He went on a bender.
Yeah, it did. I went clubs and all. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways. But it's like not being connected. Not being connected with him and having that, like, newly revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt gross after a while, you know, after that week. And it's like, and then I was like, you know, and it's still revealing to me now, is like, I don't need to listen to anybody preach, or I don't need to listen to Steve Furtick, even though he's great and I like him. But it's like, he can just talk to me directly and I can get his revelation on what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like coming down to, like, that, the same thing, like, intimacy. I mean, this is going to be, you know, because in a relationship, you want to have that, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that you're able to get closer to that person, know what that person wants.
Right.
And God wants the same thing, and that's what I want to be able to do. Like, what does he want from me? And by doing that, like, I'm going to be able to grow and connect with people much better.
Mm-hmm.
In a way where, like, all this selfishness, all this, you know, craziness is just pushed to a side, and how, what can I do to connect with y'all? What can I do to connect with my family, to friends, to even coworkers?
Yeah.
And people see that, and it's attractive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
gosh, I think back to, we had class with Terrence a million years ago, and he talked about, that's what it feels like since we've been in DI. Like, but wow. Like, talking about, we're called to bring the kingdom to earth, right? The kingdom of heaven, and overthrow the kingdom of darkness with it.
Right.
And I think I talked about this, like, right after that class when we were on this podcast. But it was, like, rather than just wanting the things of heaven, like, the abundance, the whatever that can be unleashed through God, like, instilling the culture of heaven. And again, it comes back to walking in love and to, like, that unity and whatever. But I just wanted to kind of tap into 1 Corinthians 13, kind of talks about what love looks like. And I know that I don't meet all of these markers, and again, by the grace of God, I'm being transformed to kind of live these out more. But it's like, love doesn't give up. It cares more for others than for self.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I can be really selfish sometimes myself, but it's like,
right,
love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Like, it's okay being content with what it's got.
Right.
Love doesn't strut. It doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. It isn't always me first. love doesn't fly off the handle, and again, I'm guilty of having a temper, but it also doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Like, it doesn't say, you've wronged me, so I'm going to hold on to that for years.
Right.
It doesn't revel when others grovel. Like, it doesn't, like, take pleasure in watching others suffer, you know? And I feel like that's something that people kind of deal with, like, huh, you brought that on yourself, so you're going to deal with those consequences now. And it's like, that's not what love does.
Right.
It takes pleasure in the flowering of truth.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't like disseminating lies. Like, it, or I could go off on so many different tangents on all of these, but it puts up with anything. Trust God always. Always looks for the best, which I feel like a lot of people don't do.
No.
And it never looks back, but keeps going to the end. And love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limits. We only know a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. So everything that we think we know about God, everything that we think we understand, like, there's so much more, and, like, you have a different view than you, than me, and, like, than anyone watching or listening, and it's just crazy to me.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy when it talks about love never dies, because at the end, God is love, and he will never die.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. Dang. Like, we can't really know God. Like, honestly, I don't think I know God. I don't. Because there's so many things that he talks to you about. Like,
I mean, James Sand said before, you don't want a God that you can know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A God that you can understand.
Dang.
I think that was the way he worded it.
Something like that. Because
if you know him, then you don't need him. Like, because that means you know everything about him. You know where he came from.
Crazy.
All of that. That means you don't need him. You can just get through this life on your own. But if you understand him, then you'll understand, like, his mannerisms, the way he operates, the way he deals with you specifically, the reasons why he did things in the past, you know, all that. So, yeah.
Dude. No, but that's crazy. I mean, there's so many things we can really go about this. And I really like how he started off, like, going back to the earth and stuff, and, like, bring it to, like, down to, like, how, like, God, you know, it's like,
I just
love.
Want y'all to know that we are so far off notes right now. It's fine.
But it's crazy. And that's really one thing that I feel like anything, well, anyways, just,
yeah.
But, you know, anything that you really want to accomplish for yourself is, like, it's about that, like, having a relationship and being one. And it talks about also in the Bible how, like, you know, if one falls, you know, you have the other to like, pick up and move forward. Or, like, you know, if one is cold, the other person is there to, like, keep them warm, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that's been lost, and it's something that really needs to come back. Because if we really, like, as Christians or whatever, you know, we want to make a difference, that's where we have to connect and become one. Like, for me, I know, you know, and I'm guilty for this, like, it's hard for me to, like, connect and, like, be on top of things.
Yeah.
And it's something that I need to, like, get back to, because I feel like, you know, it's so easy to get distracted with so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And for the things that actually matter, is like, it's, like, too hard to reach.
Right.
Mm. You know, but yeah. I feel like if we have a narrow, you know, mind where, like, we'll, like, focus on one goal and bring as many people as we can with us, like, a lot of things can be accomplished, and not just for, like, us, but anything that we set ourselves, like, you with common unity, with your music, like, with me, whatever I'm, you know, doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're able to, like, accomplish so many things. And even for, like, the viewers, I mean, I know of a lot of people with, like, the people that I've talked to, like, Juan, Kathy, you know, and everybody that you guys came across with, everybody has, like, crazy vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we cannot do it alone. Nobody can. Even Pastor Jamie, he cannot do his stuff alone. He needs people to, like, support him in his, like, you know, in his, like, acting, in his, you know, bodybuilding, whatever, you know. Everybody needs somebody to be, like, be supportive of, and just, like, be there to, like, hey, you know, if you can't do this, tell me. Like, you can't do this, tell me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, like, the enemy doesn't want that, because going back to it, like, even God himself is afraid of, like, how strong we can become, you, like, with everybody united. Like, it kind of makes me think, like, imagine if God with all his power is afraid. And I feel like that's the only time I feel like he was kind of like an afraid thing, because why would he come down and be like, you know,
right,
we got to stop this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's kind of scary. You know, if he says that, it's like, damn, it really, like,
yeah,
it was something crazy. But
that's probably why he's not too surprised at stuff that happens now, because it's like there's no unity overall. So he's like,
right. And that's what I'm saying. And like, imagine if we have like a group of people, like even us, like, I mean, I would put ourselves for example, like we're able to like be very close. Mm-hmm. You know, like the things that we can accomplish, especially if we do it for his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, because I highly believe, like, I always pray for, like, for you guys and, like, even for, like, the common unity. Like, when you texted me that was, like, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Or actually kind of, yeah, two months ago,
it was,
right?
Like, around graduation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, a month and a half, I guess. Yeah. I was like, dang. Like, that's something crazy. Honestly, like, you're, like, I know that's going to happen, like, because there's so many people that just, like, will back you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, like, once that thing kicks in, like, you're talking about not just, like, success, but prosperity for you, for, like, everybody mm-hmm. within. And not just that, but for the people that you're going to touch, for the people you're going to touch, for the people, you know, what's your name, your friend, Brady?
Yeah, Brady and Victoria.
And Victoria, yeah. Like, you know, all these people, like, and the people that are going to reach is, like, that was, like, God's original intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming with what did he say? You know, like, grow and multiply. Like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just insane. Like, for me, that's what I think. And that's the reason why it's been pushed to the dark, because if you use it for a good cause, it can make a huge damage to, like, all these people. And not trying to come, and I know I'm ranting, but
that's fine.
Not trying to come out to, like, you know, the, I don't know if I should say this, but, like, you know, all these crazy stuff, like the homosexuals and stuff like that. I love you all, but, you know, it's like, even if we want to make a difference and show the love of God and, like, make people change their mentality and their mind,
yeah,
like, we can do it with the unity of love, you know, because most of the people that, you know, fall into this is because they're not loved. There's nobody there to, like, hold them and hug them and, like, say, hey, look, I'm with you. You know what I mean? And not just with that, but anything, you know, anything that it's, like, so trendy out, like,
right,
we can make an actual difference. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah,
dang. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know, because I don't know, like, what I said was right, but I just like to say it.
I mean, it goes.
What do you think? I know you have something in your head right now.
I mean, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead, Trey.
No.
I mean, even with, like, with people that are, you know, in the LGBTQ+ community.
What's the plus stand for?
I don't know. But listen, we're going to glance over that.
Okay,
no disrespect to y'all. But even with them, it comes back to those Christians that came before us that did not lead by example, the ones who were judgmental and stuff. And it's like, where I work at, because now my second job, I work a lot in Uptown. So I have encounters with a lot of people from that community. And them people are cool. Like, it's like...
Were you about to say cute?
No, I was about to say cool. Cool. Like, I don't even know what is, but they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, not every... you know, gay dude is trying to hit on you and stuff. Like, you know what? I did get catcalled by a group of gay dudes that was walking down the street the other day. But
seriously?
Yeah.
Dang.
Anyway, so.
He keeps getting catcalled all the time. Even with, like.
Fam.
Even all right, with look, the, man, the girls in at camp.
Wait, look. What?
I didn't think of this.
All right, so.
And what did they say?
Anyway, basically, those people, you know, they just. They don't know, you know, and stuff, and they don't know how loved they are by God in some cases. Then there are some people who know how much they are loved by God. So it's like they still have a heart for God, even though they may, you know, have an alternative.
Yeah, way but of like my point with that was so, not, you know, my point was to look, if we as Christians want to make a difference with all these subjects, not just like that, but like anything, you know, like even the abortion or whatever, You know, like, we gotta be united and actually show, because honestly, you know, if you're like a bunch of Christians trying to say, oh, that's bad, but then you see in their churches they're doing the opposite or, you know, whatever, like, who's going to believe that? You know what I mean? Right. Who's going to believe that they actually want to make a difference when they're all divided, when they're still having the same problems and we're still having the same problems that we're arguing about to change? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that stupid, was, like, minor things like, weed has always been an issue. Tattoos.
Yeah, like yeah, and that's what, that was my
point. Explicit with, music. Right. Like,
and that was my point, you like, know, with bringing this up. Like, you know, who is going to believe somebody that's not put up together?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. What do you think? Because I know that you're like, you have something in your head that I know. I know when you, like, have something in your mind.
I don't know. I'm just like... Sorry, I'm kind of distracted by the common unity thing because I'm like, oh crap, I have to register that domain. But when it comes to the, this is a can of worms.
No, but you know what I'm talking about, though, right? Well, like,
yeah, I guess, but I don't know. As someone who identifies as bisexual and as someone who, I don't know, there's all sorts of different, like, again, it's not a can of worms I want to open right now. But
you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Kind of, yeah. It's like, I get you. I get
you know, if like, let's say as a church wants to, like, make a difference, we cannot just be bashing on, like, community or bashing on certain things.
No, definitely not.
If we're not close, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to believe somebody like that?
It's a thing where, okay, sorry, now that I've got my head in the right headspace. Like, again, it makes me think of what Jamie was saying. I think it was a few months ago at service, because he was talking about whether or not people who identify as LGBT have a place to serve in the church. Yeah. And that had people just up in so much arms because there was so many, the Methodist or like the Methodist or the Baptist church had this whole like blow up and rift over it. Like one of the denominations like had issues of like it had to split because there was such disagreement on this.
Mm.
But it's like, unless you know these communities, like, what is the point of you even having an opinion? Like, exactly. You can bash gays all you want. You can talk down on people who live together outside of marriage. You can have so many opinions about illegal immigration, about marijuana use, about whatever issue. But if you don't know someone who's, like, bisexual, if you don't know someone who's transgender, if you don't know someone who has tried to migrate to this country and tried to go through the whole process... what place do you have to talk about it?
Yeah. And it's even like, if you do know those people, you don't really identify.
Yeah.
You know, you don't identify as those labels, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
So you really shouldn't have an opinion about it. It's a negative. If you're downing people, then you shouldn't even bother saying that, you know.
I don't know. I feel like, again, trying to, you can have all of these straw man opinions and it's fine and whatever because it's not someone that matters to you.
Right.
But when it's an issue that affects someone that's close to you, it becomes less about the policies and less about the issues and more about the individuals and more about the people.
Right.
Mm.
And I don't know. That's, again, where it starts being more interpersonal and more about someone's humanity versus this is a hot button issue.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I could go off on
like with that specific, you know, issue or whatever. Like I said back on episode 3 on Black and White, I brought up about one of my best friends back home, and then also my uncle.
Yeah.
You know, my best friend, he had told me, you know, came out the closet and said that he was, you know, bisexual, and then my uncle, you know, I mean, I figured it out. He didn't really have to say it. I mean, so
right.
That he was homosexual, you know, but that whole thing and like it did, like once I realized or whatever, it didn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that they identify as. They're still, that's still one of my best friends.
Yeah.
That's still my, or, you know,
my
uncle. He passed away. But anyway.
Yeah,
it's like nothing changed. So
that's the thing. It's like, it's so easy to have opinions and like thoughts about different things, but like again, once it hits someone close to you, mm-hmm. like gosh, listening to so many people when New York passed whatever bill it was that they passed about abortion.
Okay. Oh.
Watching that shitstorm go down when one of my closest friends had recently had to go through with one because she was sexually assaulted, like, I don't know. It just hits you different, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could go off, but it's 7:01, so we should probably wrap this up.
Dang.
Now that this went places. Yeah, oh, this went so many places.
No, but yeah, I mean, no. My point to all this, I mean, I get it, yeah, you know, but is that
sorry,
but,
we kind of
you know,
just...
not being able to not being able to believe somebody if you don't if you're not unite or close or just in one, you know.
Yeah,
that's my point. That's my point. If as church we don't become one, we're not going to get anywhere. No matter the circumstances that happen, the issues, we're not going to make a difference and change if we are not together.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Because all these things are going to go on. People are going to live their lives. And yet, we still have to love everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, yeah. It boils back down to living love and, like,
yeah,
embracing you know unity what I mean? As opposed to being at each other's throats.
And, right. And that just kind of, it's hard to try to love somebody, but yet you cannot do anything because you're the only one loving and all your church people are divided and not one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and it was pretty cool. I'm just going to leave it with this. Like today at work, since we're doing a training, you know, the questions to get to know each other, they were like, you know, your name, how long have you been in this career? Why are you looking forward to this career and what are your mentors? And believe it or not, at least five people were like, my mentors are my church people.
Mm.
You know, and that was like, whoa, that's crazy. And, no. and you had to answer who and why. Obviously, who? The church people and why. And they're like, because we're so close and united. And honestly, these people that I honestly didn't even know they were Christian.
Mm.
And they're the most optimistic and happy people that I've ever met at a workspace.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that made me think about, like, today, like, whoa, like, you know, and somebody won't just say that if they were divided or didn't like the church people. It's like because right. they're close. And what they would say is because they are always there with me when I'm always down or when I've been in hard times. They've been there to pick me up. And I'm like, that's where we need to be in church. And imagine out of the, I don't know, 50 people that were there, I'm pretty sure somebody was touched by what they said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just not one person. Like I said, it was like five people that almost said the same thing in just a different way.
Yeah.
And just by doing that, like they show one, the love of God and the unity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure and I know that people in there need that.
Yeah.
And just by them saying that and expressing that into a workplace where like, you know, you can't talk about religion because it's bad. Right. You know, it changed someone's life, and I'm sure they're going to be thinking about this, and they're going to do something to get that love or get to a place where they can find that unity and love. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I was like, whoa, that's so crazy because that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
And imagine, there are five people, and, you know, and imagine we can do that everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. Like, you can make a difference everywhere.
Right.
And you don't even have to say, hey, this is bad, you know what I mean? Like, just by your action and by the Holy Spirit is going to change that itself. You don't have to tell, this is wrong what you're doing, or this is not what God created in the beginning. You know, it's like, you know, all these things change because of God and because of the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just by showing that love. Yeah. So.
Oof. Well, again, this episode went places, but we're going to cut it here. Thank you so much for watching. If you guys have any thoughts or feedbacks, if you disagree with anything that was said today,
if you disagree, fight me right now.
We are on Twitter.
If you disagree, we can have a civil discussion.
Yeah, we will have a civil discussion because Trey and I manage the Twitter. Do not unleash hell on us, Eric. But so we'd love to hear what you guys think. Comment on Instagram. You can DM us. At some point, I'm going to have community.media live. Yep. If you guys want to know more about that project, geez, that's... Ooh.
That's crazy. That's a hot one.
Gosh, it's going to be...
Also, Dark Matter coming within the next month, and then Lantern is following the next month after that. The two EPs that I have talked about for since February.
Yeah, literally.
So,
wow. Your music's going to be lit. Yes. Next week, I have no idea what we'll talk about. Maybe we'll jump into identity or something. Just yeah. here's a single word, maybe teaser thing.
Yeah.
But until next time, I've been Piper.
Eric.
And I've been Trey.
And
this has been the ET Podcast.
Speaking of identity, so I've been Trey.
I have been Trey. Now. Who knows if you'll be Trey next week?
Anyways.
So stay tuned. Find out.
Yeah.
And until next time,
see you
stay
guys.
Fresh. Always.